good. This is B-Rad's Morning Wood. Yes, it is. And it's 2016. And it's time for another year of Radio Dem Talk. That's right, we got a lot of going on this coming year on Radio Dem Talk. We'll be longer, stronger, and freaking more offensive than ever this year on Radio Dem Talk. That's right. We're going to start this week, coming week, on January 6th. We'll be live, doing a live podcast with me, Joe Ellis, and Steve McWeeds, and one of our new hosts, PJ. We will be all live at Adam Street Pub, doing our daily, weekly podcast. It's going to be a two-hour kickoff special, two-hour special, starting at 9 p.m. at the Adam Street Pub. If you want to come out and be part of the audience, we would happily be. We'll be there every Wednesday throughout the Wednesday for our live podcast. So if you can't make it out in or not in my listening area, you can easily tune in on this network and listen to it live every single week. But if you're within the Biddeford, Maine area, we'd love that you come out, be part of the audience, and you might end up being on the air or be part of the show. You know, we might have some surprises kicking around a little bit here and there throughout the show. But yeah, I want to hear what you, if you are out there listening to this morning, and just did this, see me broadcast, give me the guest call-in number is 646-787-1651. That's how you can reach me. Reach us on Wednesday nights as well. You can be calling us up on Wednesday nights as well, too. But if you want to call up, but I'm going to try to do a little bit show for you today. Tune you in on what's going on with me. I know it's 2016. We got a big venture out. I have a few shows, like I said, on Wednesday and Thursday night is our first comedy showcase at the Adam Street Pub in Biddeford, Maine. Well, we'll be featuring Mark Turcotte as your headliner, and featured it will be local favorite Cindy Brown from the Portland, Maine area. And then we got a few other ones, a young funny talent, Owen Kane, and another local favorite, Steve Cloutier, and a few local favorites, Mike Sylvester and Jake Jacobson, all very funny guys. So come out and support some live free comedy this coming Thursday night at the Adam Street Pub, 193 Main Street, Biddeford, Maine. That's right. If you come out and support live comedy, we got quite a few good lineup shows, some free, some you have to pay to get in, but, you know, because we're not charging, we don't mean we don't love you, but we're giving you a quality entertainment for a quality price. For $10, you get a night of comedy, laughter, about good six comics on the bill that will entertain you and have fun. Like on the 14th is our first show that's going to be $10 and with $15 if you're a couple, come out and for date night, $15. That's right, $15 for a couple. That's right. So we have from the 99.9, the Wolf Wake Up Crew. If you're in there within the Portland area, you know this radio station, it's a country station out of Portland, Maine, 99.9, the Wolf. He's a part of the Wolf Wake Up Crew. Paul Hunt will be headlining that night with a few other and featuring that night with Sam Pelletier. And we have Krista Rollins, Casey Crawford, Chris Chayada, and one of our new hosts of the this podcast. He'll be opening up the show with a few of his songs. PJ, he will be on that bill that night. But let's talk about this Thursday night. Thursday night is going to be fun. Thursday night is going to be crazy. We're going to be welcomed into Biddeford with our new host, PJ. He's going to be opening up the show with his song that you may see on, I put up on my YouTube channel, B-Rad Comedy, his song, Biddeford Classic, a song about Biddeford. A very funny, comical song. But if you want to go up there and listen to it, it's up on YouTube, or if you want to hear it live, he will be performing and opening up the show this Thursday. And the good thing is that if you're not within the Biddeford area and can't travel out, then you can actually listen to the show live on this network. We'll be featuring live comedy every Thursday night. If you're not within our listening areas and you can't come out and join the show, you can listen live right here on our network on blogtalkradio.com/RadioThemTalkLive. And to find out what all those shows are, you can go on facebook.com/RadioThemTalkLive or on our Twitter feed at RadioThemTalk. That's right, that's all our way you can connect with us and send messages to us, you know, and give us, you know, feedback on our show and everything. But yeah, that's my crazy life, you know. It's life is all just a bitch about craziness. But yeah, I had a little adventure in 2015. As you don't know, I'm recently just got engaged, and the girlfriend at the time, we met online, of course, that, the 21st century, you know, that's how people meet these days, online dating, but, she lives, 5 hours up from me, up in Northern Maine, the county part of Northern Maine. She lives all the way up there, for the holiday Christmas season and New Year's, I traveled up there and I have missed some misfortunes of something called county luck. Yep. County luck. It'll explain what county luck is. It's not the greatest luck in the world. County luck happens. Everything, anything bad to you or misfortune happened to you while in the county. Well, I experienced some of that county luck while, being up there, the luck I had first time. Oh, let's explain this when I went up there for New Year's first. It's this luck. My car key. I took it out of the trunk, and the key broke in half inside the trunk. So I now have a key lodged in my trunk now. By a manager, thanks to AAA, I got. Oh, they're not a sponsor, but thank you. But AAA sent out the locksmith and made me a new key, and I was all set up there. Now, that was misfortune number one of that New Year's week, the New Year's Eve weekend, New Year's weekend and all that. Misfortune and number two was I was heading back home and heading back on the main route back to the highway. And they have, like, some of these old rail tracks that cross the road with big humps on them, friggin' shut. So I went over it. I slowed down as much as I can. I went over it, and the train tracks busted one of my front wheels. So I had a flat tire up in the freaking middle of fucking nowhere, or end of fucking nowhere, I call it, up in the county. End of nowhere. But, yeah, that was my misfortune of county having county luck. If you follow me on any social media or, you know, friend me on Facebook, you know what I meant, you know, with the county luck. That's what we call it around up there, county luck, misfortune of not being very, very much at all. Yeah. But, yeah, no, we want to, let me think here. It's, what else should I talk about? I got another 15 minutes to give you some feedback on what's going on in my life. I'm currently living in the good old York County. I'm in 5 hours south of where she lives. But yeah, it's winter here. Freaking We actually had a very awkward winter. I mean, awkward Christmas. It was 60 degrees on Christmas. 60 degrees. That's like freaking Florida weather, or Florida put on fucking long sleeve. But us Maiders, we were living it up. We were freaking in shorts, short sleeve on Christmas Day. It was freaking warm. But now, we're in the fucking deep freeze of fucking winter. A week, fuck, 2 weeks freaking later. Snow on the ground. Teen temperatures. Would Mother Nature please just make your up of your fucking mind? Really? It just make it up your mind. I just say, it's just Mother Nature, just really, just make up your freaking mind. Just change it, change it. Get up. Just make up your mind, please. Please, please. Oh, good God. I just wish Mother Nature just make him provide what kind of weather she wants to, dish out to us. Man, it is freaking this really, really crazy. It's all been. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Oof. Man. But yeah, I got a chat. If you're listening, I got a chat room. Loading up. If you want to chat with me in there, or comment, ask me a question in the chat room. I got the chat room loaded right now. If you're live listening right now, it doesn't really even intermittent live listening in the chat room yet. So yeah, if you listen to this, this will probably be on our archives and all the fun stuff. Oh. Fuck a duck, man. You ever freaking think you're destined to do something big? Really? Just really destined to be freaking just out of this world? Do something you're destined to, But if you are listening, just tuning in, you can give me a call in at 646-787-1651. That's the call-in number for this show. You can call us on Thursdays and whatever. So if you want to interrupt a live comedy show, go right the fuck in. What else can I give you update about? So what the New Year's? New Year's is free. I think New Year's is always a good chance, the way you can start over or do whatever that you want. New Year's is great. It's about starting over. I'm doing all this, and I'm bringing this. Let me actually talk about much. I'm gonna ramble about the New Year's. I'm trying, fill in as much time as I can on here. Let me think. Well, my fiance is family. Yeah, all I could say, they could be the Kardashians of the county. Kardashians of the county. If you know what may I mean by Kardashians, they have a big rump. Yeah, that's not, man. That's not a bad thing. Cushion, because especially my fiance, friend, more cushion for the person, Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. What else here? Let's actually talk about some of the shows that are coming up in 2016. If you want to list, I'm gonna be telling off to a few of them right now. But you can go on the www.facebook.com/RadioMTalkLive and see all the shows. But we already talked about this coming week's show. We talked about on the 14th, the 21st. We got another good great lineup on the 21st. We have coming from Boston, the Boston Comedy Scene. Matt Kona headlining that night. We got John Paul Rivera featuring that night, another friggin' awesome comment from the Boston area. Pat Bolduc, a local favorite from the local main comedy scene, Jamie Rue, and Kyle Reed. A brand new comic in the area, Kyle Reed. And we'll as well be featuring on the 21st, maybe a special guest spot in there too, you know, with a special guest spot. On the 28th, we have from Boston, another Boston comic coming up from Massachusetts, is Elena Jowett. Featuring of the show, Nick Gaslow, should learn how to say his name, pronounce his name, you know, before the show. Yeah, hopefully that's. But we got also J.J. Martin, another comic from out of the Massachusetts, another local favorite, New England favorite, Preston Hayes. And we got Big Bob. And we're not talking about Bob Marley. No. We're talking about Big Bob. Big Bob, another local favorite right here in the main area. And a very funny Andrew, again, controversial Andrew Razzism. I should learn how to say these people's last names so I don't butcher them. I probably don't even hear this. I'm really not trying to butcher people's names, but I'm not good to name pronouncing. And so, yeah. But, yeah. Let's go on to February. February, we have, on February, local favorite, Cloud Morrison, will be headlined on the 4th with featured Gypsy Howard Wolf, another comic from out of the Bass area. It's very funny. Gypsy Howard Wolf. But we have a few others. We got Connor McGrath that night and probably a couple more other comics that we are looking to put on to that show. February 11th, we got headlining. It's our Valentine's Day Love Your Comic show, working on February 11th. It's a 3 days of tickets. Just remember, these tickets for all these shows are $15 for a couple. So this is the best. It's our Valentine's, though. So $15 gets you into the show. And we got headlining that night, Sam Ike and... featuring from out of New Hampshire, Greg Bogus and Cindy Brown will be on that show that night, and another female comic, Tammy Hebert. So we're trying to do some love comic on the February 11th show. The February 18th, we have another special event show, which it features the Stranger himself. We talked to him about him. Before on the air and interviewed him on there. He's a good work friend. He owns his own rolling paper company, the Stranger Papers. You can the Stranger Show on YouTube. He writes for the High Times magazines. It's Ian Stewart. We have headlining tickets for that. It will be $10 and $15. You can pre-buy those tickets or just buy them at the door. And we have the feature that night is another funny favorite of mine, and he's a local favorite too, is Brian Bringer will be featuring that night, and we'll have a few other showcase worth of comics that night. On the 25th, we have another special event show, which tickets will be for that same as the 10 and 15 prices. We have out of Massachusetts, Miguel Perez headlining with featuring Alex Fitzgerald, Joe Buckley, AJ Happity, and a couple other, and I'll be doing a 5-minute set, and Steve-O, Joe Ellis, and PJ will be hosting this night, and I'll be just sitting back and doing like a quick 5-minute set that night, but we'll have one or two other comics on that night. This is what we just have, and on the March 3rd, we have another show that's a special event show, which is going to be most of the shows will be $10 to $15. A few free shows in the between. We got out of Boston, we got Susie Berlin, and featured that night is Mike Sylvester. And Joel Ellis will be doing a 5-minute set, and a few other comics that we will be added to the lineup we get closer to the date. Another special event show on the March 10th. The New Hampshire, one of New Hampshire's finest comics that's coming out of New Hampshire. Jay Grove will be coming up to Biddeford, Maine for a special event show. Tickets are $10 and $15 for a couple. He will be coming out of New Hampshire that night. He'll headline for us with featured local favorite Steve Hoolier. And we have Chris Gagney as well coming up with Jay Grove as well. He'll be on the lineup too as well for that March 10th show. On the 17th, we have that's St. Patty's Day, people. St. Patty's Day show. Yeah, so we talk about this on March 17th. Right on St. Patty's Day, you can come out, drink beer, and laugh your ass off on St. Patty's Day. We have headline that night. You may recognize him from Restaurant Impossible. He owns a local restaurant in Uncle Andy's Diner. That place got remodeled on that show, Restaurant Impossible. And he's a very funny Dennis Fogg will be. So you get to come see him laugh on St. Patty's and drink some beers with him and all that. Dennis Fogg will be headlining that. I'll also featuring another local favorite of mine, Troy Pennell will be on the lineup. Mike Levinsky, and we got Steve Clitty again, and Steve-O will be doing a 10-minute spot on there, you know, and he said he was going to wear a kilt on St. Patty's Day, so I'm looking for that. I'm just hoping he wears underwear, you know, not bend over and see his freaking ass and twigging giggleberries to, you know, that. Steve-O, I hope you wear a kilt on that night. I really, really, really do, honestly. Yeah. Very much. On the 24th, I decided to free and throw in a little twist to the free show. We got our own Joe Ellis will be headlining that night, and I'll be featuring B-Rat, me, and then Steve-O and PJ will be doing the host of duties that night. So that's a little special show. You get to come up and see Joe headline and me feature, and you know, and put our own show together on the March 24th of this year. Cap off our winter events, winter shows, March 31st. We'll feature, it'll be a little summer in the winter with Sandy Summers. That's right, Sandy Summers from Out of Boston will be headlining our show on the March 31st with featuring very funny and controversial and racist son of a bitch, Josh Day out of the Boston comedy area. Josh Day will be coming up with Sandy Summers that night, and those two comics will be tapping off our winter lineup this winter. That's right. But yeah, those shows all coming up. But yeah, we'll be coming up live and doing all that. Pretty much. It's still about a half hour or so. How about we just cut it off? And hope you tune in on Wednesday and come out to the shows on Thursday at M Street Pub, 193C, Biddeford, Maine. I am B-Rat, and I hope you have a wonderful day.